Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast may contain adult themes, strong language, and stupid health advice. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to In Bad Taste, where we cast a critical eye over health documentaries and the claims they make. I'm your host, registered nutritionist Pixie Turner.
And I'm cutty thoracic surgeon Dr. Nikki Stamp. It's our final week of That Sugar Film. Now, we haven't exactly adored this film, and we haven't exactly hated it either. Honestly, by week four of all of these films, we're just like, we're a little bit over it. On the upside, we're not ready to kill anyone over this one for a change.
No, we are not. But we are not entirely happy either. Are you surprised by this? No. We are not in the business of letting people off without appropriate punishment for misleading you, dear listener. Mm-hmm. This week, we're going to discuss Damon's attempt at science, which wasn't really science, and tell you why.
Yep, we're going to give you a crash course in what science actually is and tell you our thoughts on the film overall so you can eat sugar without being haunted by Damon dancing in his yellow undies.
It's too late. I'm already haunted by that image. It gets me in my sleep.
I'm actually surprised no one's emailed us yet to say that we're being mean about his undies.
I mean, of course we're being mean about his undies. They are not acceptable.
Okay, there's this really funny ad that aired a few years ago here in Australia. It was an ad, it aired during summer, and it was an ad for an ice cream. And in summer, in Australia, particularly in Perth, where I'm from, which is pretty chilled, it's somewhat acceptable to just cruise around in your bathers or your swimmers or your togs or whatever you call them, right? Clothing's optional, shoes are optional. We're pretty chilled here. But there gets a point when you call your bathers undies. So there's this film of this guy walking down the street. And the further away he gets from the beach, the guy's going, "Bathers, bathers, 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 undies!" And then, like, ranting on about why it's inappropriate just to cruise around in your undies. So don't cruise around in your undies, team.
Yeah, don't do that, because, let's be honest, nobody really wants to see that. And why are you doing this to yourself, especially if you have yellow undies on? It's a bad look, guys. It's a bad, bad look. Anyway, enough about the undies. Let's get to the science. These kinds of documentaries have a tendency to rely on doing these kind of quote-unquote experiments to try and prove their point. And I can totally see why. It's very compelling viewing. We enjoy watching somebody suffer. Schadenfreude is a real thing. It's kind of great at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's human. And we enjoy watching some dude go through a series of experiments or a single experiment that makes them suffer in the name of apparently science. But this is not science, right?
No.
Because it's an anecdote. And it is misleading to present it as more than it actually is.
Yeah. And look, I think you're right. I think there is value in watching these. I think it gives it, you know, a relatableness. That's not a word.
Relatability?
Yes. Oh my god, I speak English.
It's okay.
Good. But no, it does. I don't necessarily have a problem with people using narratives to illustrate a point. I think the problem comes when you describe this very poorly designed narrative as giving it equal or more value than the very large body of actual scientific evidence on a topic. And look, these sorts of films, this approach rather to health films has been really popular, I think, since Morgan, he's called Morgan Spurlock, Supersize Me, which was the guy who... I think we're going to do this film at some point.
We should, because I remember being forced to watch it in school.
Oh,
and
really?
It was not enjoyable to watch him eat McDonald's and then be sick everywhere.
Yeah. We really should do this. But, you know, like for those of you who haven't seen it, you know, he basically eats McDonald's 3 meals a day, and every time they ask him if he would like to supersize his meal, he always says yes. So that's where that title came from.
Obviously, this is in America because supersizing is not a thing in the UK.
Do you know, did I ever tell you my McDonald's story when I was flying home?
You have a story every single time and I love it.
Okay, right. This is a good story. This is quite funny. I think this is a really good example of one, McDonald's, two, McDonald's in the US, three, the US. So I was flying home from a conference in, where was I? Baltimore. And I even heard gunfire in Baltimore. So cool. Got the full American experience. I was feeling a little bit dusty. I'd been out for dinner the night before, had a, you know, 24-hour flight ahead of me. And so I decided in the airport to, you know, make myself feel a little bit more human to have McDonald's, because that's what everyone has. You know, if you have a dirty kebab or Macca's or pizza or something like that when you've been out the night before.
You can stop justifying yourself. It's okay. You're allowed to have a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so I went and I ordered what I always order at McDonald's, which is a medium cheeseburger meal, which is a cheeseburger, a medium fries and a medium Coke. That's what I get all the time. So that's what I ordered. And she said, okay, so your order is two cheeseburgers, fries and a Coke. I said, no, I just want one cheeseburger. And she's like, yeah, but it comes with two. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to eat that. I want one. And she's like, but it comes with two. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want two. I want one. And it went back and forth like this for quite a while, where I couldn't understand why anyone would want two burgers. And she couldn't understand why I wouldn't want two burgers. And then eventually when I got my meal, this is the medium, right? This is, I think, a, you know, fairly conservative size serving. It was a large. It was the equivalent of an Australian large. So had I got the meal as she wanted to you know, give it to me, I would have had two burgers, a large fries and a large Coke.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I was like, my mind was blown, and I'm sure her mind was blown. She's probably telling the same story about this Aussie girl who, like, how dare she, like, she rejected a perfectly good burger.
Yeah, I mean, the US so is strange. A strange and mysterious place. And we will definitely be getting onto that documentary at some point. And then you can tell that story all over again, because people will absolutely be ready to hear it again, because it is very important. I think it's great, yeah. But yeah, back to this one.
Back to, sorry. But you know, like that was the film that sort of started it all. And you know, like I say, I have no problem with using a narrative to help tell the science. But you know, Damon's experiment, the rules are very vague. It's very dramatic. Like all of the health professionals that he enlists express this super dramatic concern. Like he's going to eat different food for 6 weeks. The impact on his overall health and well-being for just that, well, what is it, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is, like in the context of his entire life is so tiny, right? He's not going base jumping off the Eiffel Tower, okay? He's not going to Mars. Yeah, that's concerning. Imagine if he was chosen to settle Mars. But yeah, you know, like it's not the big dramatic thing that they're saying that it is. You know, his partner's like, oh my God, I hope you're okay. It's fine. Everything is fine. Okay. So the experiment is dodgy. I think we've run through this before. We'll run through it again. The experiment starts with him eating only so-called healthy food, which obviously we have a problem with that anyway. You know, someone I know had a TED talk on this. Who did that?
Huh?
Your TED talk on language, you dickhead.
Well, I did not pick up on that at all.
I was giving you a compliment.
Oh my God, you literally handed it to me on a plate and I was just like, huh, what's this? I didn't order this.
You're such a dog. I love it.
Yes, was I it have
that,
very
was
much
it that
done.
Much fun that you've forgotten it?
Oh my God, yes. I did a TEDx talk about how there's no such thing as good and bad food. So yes.
You should watch that. Pixie should also watch that to refresh her memory that she actually did the talk.
What did I actually say? Yeah, no. Fair, very fair. But yes, please go on with you were describing the various mistakes that Damon made.
All right, thank you. So he's eating quote unquote healthy food, so and he's going to meet his sugar intake in his diet just from eating these foods. He allegedly keeps his energy expenditure the same. Now, he doesn't measure his energy intake or output before or after.
Not accurately, at least.
No, exactly. But you know what? He says he only exercises 10 minutes a day, which incidentally doesn't meet the physical activity requirements. So he's actually – so the current recommendations for physical activity are that you need to be doing 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week. That could be anything – gardening, walking, dancing, footy, whatever. So he's not even doing that. He's not even meeting the bare minimum. Where is his outrage for his deviation from so-called healthy behaviors on that front? Where is that?
And, you know, at one point later in the documentary, he actually even says that he's struggling to find the motivation to do the same exercise, which likely means that although he's probably potentially doing the same 10 minutes, he's not putting the same effort into it, and therefore right. He's actually not going to be expending the same amount of energy as before, which correct. Is kind of a crucial detail that gets missed out in the final analysis.
And he's also traveling a lot. He travels around, he flies a lot of places. I don't know about you, but like when I'm away, I definitely don't exercise as much as I normally would, particularly if you're doing long haul flights. Like you can't. You physically can't. People frown upon you doing push-ups in the middle of the plane.
They do.
That's been my experience. Anyway, he's going to eat 40 teaspoons of sugar a day, 167 grams of sugar, which we've already stated repeatedly is well above what the average person eats. And he says he's going to eat the same amount of calories. He guesstimates he eats around 2,300 before and after, but they never measure anything. They never measure his before diet. They never measure his experimental diet. I've never heard someone give so many guesstimates ever. He's like, it's about 10 tablespoons of sugar. It's about 85% lactose. I eat about 2,300 calories. About half of it is fat. Nah, close enough. I mean, I'm sure if you're doing an experiment that you're going to be, you know, hanging an entire film on, close enough isn't good enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, one thing they do measure, they do take his measurements in quite a lot of detail. He has blood tests, he has his height and weight and various measurements in terms of his, like the inches on his waist and all that kind of thing. All he has a lot of measurements taken by professionals, all, as you said, who very much say to him not to do this, which is very typical. Like in any kinds of these documentaries, you will see the healthcare professionals say to the person, don't do it. And yes, I mean, I would also say the same thing to somebody, but it's also, it's included for dramatic effect, okay? Let's be quite frank about that. It's included for dramatic narrative effect, that we are meant to be invested in this, that there are stakes now. And the stakes are have been raised through the just the mere presence of these healthcare professionals stating that this is something that is a terrible idea, don't do it, it's going to be bad. Even though at the end they all say, I'm surprised that your measurements changed this much. It's like, be consistent. At first you're like, no, this is terrible, don't do it. And at the end you're like, I'm surprised that it had such an effect. It's like,
but that was what you said would, I'm confused.
Exactly, exactly. We always get the measurements person. We always get to see the dramatic change. If it's some, if it's a documentary like this, it's that the before is healthy and the after is unhealthy. If it's something like The Magic Pill, where we're talking about people who are going on a magic pill diet, then we start with all the unhealthy people. Generally, we start with here are all the pills they're taking, and we end with here are all the pills they're not taking. Mm-hmm. This is the format. It doesn't tend to deviate a lot from that.
So I found Damon's before, after, really interesting. Like, very interesting because...
Go on.
So, I suppose we'll talk about his weight. So if you don't want to listen to that, just block your ears for 2 seconds. So he gains... How many is that? He gains 8 kilos. His waist circumference goes up. He starts with completely normal blood tests, liver function tests, lipids... He says diabetes is normal. You need to tell me what that actually is. You can't just say diabetes is normal. Which specific test for diabetes? How was it measured? When was it measured? And he also says at the end he gained 7% body fat. Again, how was that measured? Because measurement of body composition can be done by so many means, and a good deal of them are very, very inaccurate. So that doesn't actually tell us anything. He says that one of his liver enzymes is elevated, which could indicate, we don't know because we don't test it any further, could indicate that he's actually storing fat within his liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which we talked about earlier. But again, they don't take that any further. It could be elevated because he had a drink the night before. If you have a bit of alcohol the night before you have this blood test, you could find that it's elevated. He says that one of his blood lipids, triglyceride, goes up. However, it's still in the normal range. It is higher, but it's still within the normal range. And that can also fluctuate from day to day. So, look, I think that these numbers are interesting. They are N equals one, but they are interesting. I think they're interesting in that, yeah, there's obviously been a change, but I also think they're interesting in that you can't really trust them because we don't get told how they're measured. We don't prove that they're necessarily from this diet. But I have to say the one after thing that really kind of irritates me is that he talks a lot about we're going to have to come back to him like dancing in his undies. He talks about his belly jiggling. And I think this sends the wrong message. Well, I know this sends the wrong message, right? If he made this entire experiment about how interesting it was that his blood tests have changed, for example, I think that's more interesting. I'd have a lot more respect for him if he just focused on that. But in the end, he sort of said, look how unattractive I am with my jiggly belly. And I was like, no, you lost me. You lost me, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why do you have to make this about aesthetics all of a sudden? Like, why? Especially because he makes a comment at the end that, you know, his wife is pregnant and then she has the kid, and he's does this whole monologue about he doesn't want his kid to have problems with food and to go on diet after diet. And I'm like, Don't do the belly jiggle thing claiming that you are oh so terrible when actually your body is not large by any reasonable standard at this point. And you're just... That's the kind of conversation and that's the kind of thing that if your kid sees that is going to potentially make your kid stress and go on a diet. Stop making the focus on aesthetics when there's so much other stuff to talk about.
Or telling your kid perpetually that sugar is bad and evil and dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, that was also bad. Anyway, look, all in all, it's not actually an experiment, okay? An experiment is done with controlled variables. For instance, we would exactly measure how much food he is eating and its composition. We would measure that using reliable means. We would have multiple people because we want to make sure that the results we're finding aren't just due to chance or to some other variable that we haven't accounted for. We would take a whole bunch of other things into consideration that would make sure that the results we're getting at the end, we can be sure that they are due to the thing that we think is causing the end results. This isn't it. Is it a nice story? Sure. It's interesting story. Wow, things have changed. But it's not actually an experiment. And I really hate that these films, The Magic Pill is another film that does that. It's another film that has experiments, but they don't really mean anything when we're trying to give out information to help a large number of people.
Yeah, they say experiment, they mean case study. And case studies can and do have their place.
Sure.
But call it what it actually is. Like, say it's a case study, say it's an anecdote. I mean, it's the second lowest form of evidence. It's literally just above Twitter insults when it comes to like how good the standard of evidence is and how much it's taken into consideration in terms of looking at the overall picture. Case studies can be helpful in terms of triggering a whole area of research that might not really have gathered as much interest before. It's a helpful starting point, but it is only a starting point. And he's just one guy. He does a whole bunch of things like international travel. There's so many other variables that don't get controlled for.
Yeah.
This is not a well-conducted experiment. Full stop.
Yep.
That's all.
That being said, I didn't hate this film. I didn't hate it. The first time I watched it, I think I've said this before, the first time I watched it was probably back in about 2013, 2014, basically when it first, like around the time it first came out. And at that time, cutting sugar out of your diet was super popular. There was the I Quit Sugar program, which incidentally I did because I don't know why. It was popular and I thought like, oh, that sounded like a good idea. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever done to myself in terms of my food. I certainly have done worse forms of diet. I still ate like pretty, wide variety of foods. However, the time I was doing it, the only thing I wanted was sugar. I just wanted something sweet. And I also spent a lot of money on rice malt syrup, agave, and all this other crap that was apparently not sugar, but actually is sugar. So I didn't hate it because I think, we've said this a few times, unlike a lot of the other things that we watch, it was really visually appealing. It had one simple message, which it kept to the whole way through. It didn't meander off into unrelated nonsense, and it didn't claim to cure cancer. But I am not a big fan of demonizing food. I mean, I'm all for education and public health campaigns. I'm all about, I'll give you as many tools as we can to help you live your life a little bit easier, a little bit healthier. And I think the attempt to do that is admirable, but I don't think it quite does it.
Yeah, I am with you on that. I think compared to a lot of the other documentaries that we have looked at, this one, it is really well made.
Yeah.
It is really well made. And I agree with everything you've said. One thing I noticed is that normally these documentaries, they just make me want to eat the very things they're saying not to eat. out of spite,
yep,
because I'm that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But with this particular documentary, I actually was put off.
Yes.
And I was eating grapes while watching it, and I did feel a bit icky, and I suddenly mm-hmm. felt like my grapes were super sweet, and it was a bit like, I felt a bit, ugh, just like a bit like, oh no.
That's so interesting.
That's never happened with the other documentaries before. So clearly there was something about the way this documentary was done, and mm-hmm. it was very well made, mm-hmm. that actually for the first time slightly put me off the very foods that it was saying not to eat.
Yeah. And I think...
So that's something.
I agree. Look, and you know, that was how I felt when I first watched it. I think to that point... This is obviously the least harmful film by a long shot that we've ever watched. And I think if the worst thing that happens from people watching this film, that they eat, you know, more vegetables, they reduce their added sugars, they don't drink Mountain Dew every day. Look, I think that's fine. I think that's, you know, that's a good thing. I just think that there is a better way about it, because this film is very much like Spirit Fingers. It's bright, it's shiny. There's not a lot of substance, but if you just take away the sort of top line, reduce your sugar intake as if you can, as much as you can, cool. I think that's a win. But it doesn't negate the fact that if you are selling a story about how something is bad or that the science is this or whatever, that you do still have a responsibility to tell that story accurately.
Yeah. What a lovely note to end on. I think that sums it up beautifully.
Yeah.
But we actually haven't decided what we're going to watch next time. We will decide. But for now, we're just going to let it be a surprise. We're not going to tell you this time. Ha ha. You will have to be in the dark, and just next week you will suddenly magically get a new episode on your podcast app thingy-majiggy. And then you'll find out what we're watching next. So, surprise!
We're so well organized this week. Everything is going well.
Yes.
And also my cat is like attacking me. She's trying to get on the microphone. This podcast recording is going very, very well. Anyway, please don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating, because that's how people will find us. And of course, tell your mates. Make sure you subscribe. Cannot say that word. Subscribe, because then we just pop up on your phone just like magic. Hello. Hello. If you have questions or comments, you can get in contact with us via email inbadtastepodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you want to hear. What do you want us to watch? Please make sure you listen to the back catalogue first, because we often get duplicate requests. But, you know, tell us what you want us to watch. Do you know what we should do? This, I'm completely off topic here. We should watch like a regular film and analyse it. Could you imagine?
Oh my god.
What would we watch?
I should make you watch Lord of the Rings.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not doing that. Now I'm just being stubborn. look, get in contact with us. Let us know what's going on. Tell us if you've ever quit sugar. You can also come and see us on our socials. Pixie is at Pixie Nutrition and I am at Dr. Nikki Stamp. And as always, we will leave you some references and relevant links in the show notes below.
Once again, ding, 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 we get to leave this documentary behind. Joy of joys, relief of reliefs. We're done.
Thank God.
We'll see you next week for some other shit that some other dude probably wrote. We will... be analyzing some other shit. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.